Well, a major global business gathering in Tokyo has been dominated by hand-wringing over the Brexit stalemate and continuing US-China trade tensions, and the R word is being used more and more openly. The B20 gathering, as it's known, has heard a bleak assessment of the global economic outlook amid growing anxiety that fractures on both sides of the Atlantic and in Asia are driving the world towards recession. Innes Willacks is the chief executive of the Australian Industry Group. He's at that Tokyo meeting we spoke earlier.
They are really starting to put the brakes on global economic growth and opportunities that growth creates. And the issue with Brexit here is, as my counterpart from the Confederation of British Industry put it, it is the ultimate collision between representative democracy and direct democracy through the vote and now Parliament having to implement it, and Parliament, the British Parliament, quite obviously being completely stuck and not seeing a way out at the moment. And while you have that uncertainty in such a major economic power, the UK and Europe combined, that then just infects the rest of the global economy, particularly when it comes to sentiment.
Have you been able to get a sense of, I guess, a dollar value on that? I mean, to what extent is Britain and Europe being pulled back, hampered economically in dollar terms by this stalemate?
It's impossible at the moment to put a figure on it, but all you know is that it's a very strong contributor to this slowdown in economic growth and the very clear drop in business and consumer sentiment globally at the moment.
And I guess confidence in political decision-making too must be hit, because, I mean, part of the confidence or certainty for business is the knowledge that surely that governments are going to be able to fulfil their mandates.
Well, part of the conversation here at this B20 meeting has been in part about how in the last APEC meeting in Papua New Guinea, there was no resolution, no leader's statement. And people may say, well, you know, who cares if leaders make a statement or not? But it sends very clear signals around cohesion and confidence in the direction of the global economy. And at the moment, that seems to be lacking from political leadership. There are sort of tensions in all sorts of areas which are tugging on what have been our key economic platforms and institutions. Part of the discussion here has been about the role and the future of the World Trade Organization. In fact, does it have a role, or do institutions like that need to be completely rethought, rebuilt and reassessed?
Are we looking down the barrel of another global crisis, something like the GFC, if this isn't sorted?
Well, certainly the R word is being used much more frequently.
Recession.
The possibility of recession and a global recession. And I don't think Australians should think that we're immune from that. We are an interconnected global economy, and there are real concerns that the downbeat assessments will feed upon themselves, and that we will enter a period later this year or into next year where a global, if not recession, then certainly very, very low growth will become the norm for the next couple of years.
Innes Willacks from the Australian Industry Group.